Welcome to the Live by Design podcast. I'm your host, Kate House. Join me each week as we come together as a community, sharing how we strive to live each day with intention, with a special focus on cultivating joy and practicing gratitude. Together, let's live by design, not default. Hey, friends, and welcome back to the podcast. I am so thrilled to be recording this episode for you from my brand new home office setup in the basement of our new home here in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. I know it's been a hot second since I've dropped a new episode, but holy moly, we have had a lot of life happen in the last 2 months, and I just needed to press pause on the podcast so I could focus on my family and focus on our move and the renovation of our home and lots of great things. So what exactly has gone down in the last couple of months? I figured I would just take an opportunity real quick to share a little life update with you because you all have been so kind and followed our journey over on Instagram at Live by Design Podcast and have been sending me very sweet, kind DMs and text messages checking in on our progress. So as of the start of June, we were officially moved into our new home and had spent the month of May renovating it. So our new home, which is our forever home, or at least for the next few decades at least, we changed out all the floors, which meant that my husband and I pulled up all of the old carpeting, which is gross, but necessary to get out. And all of the old linoleum and all of that good stuff. And we replaced all the floors everywhere except for the basement and in the bathrooms. We'll get to those eventually. We had the whole house painted. We are in the middle of updating the kitchen. We've changed out light fixtures. And now we're at the fun stage where we're mostly unpacked. Unpacking is not fun, but getting to style the home and add our personal touches to it to make it really feel like ours is something I really love doing. And so that has been a really fun challenge, but in a good way, to figure out how exactly to make this space feel like home. Honestly, it already feels more like home than anywhere else we've ever lived. We are super lucky to live in an incredibly beautiful countryside setting. And so honestly, anything we do on the inside is just to accent all the beauty around us. So I feel very fortunate for that. And especially grateful that even though my home office is this cute little nook in our basement, it's a walkout. And so right now, as I'm recording, there's two giant glass doors right next to me letting in a ton of light. And so that was my one stipulation for a basement, was that I just really didn't want a creepy, crawly basement. And this definitely feels light and bright and airy. So those are some of the big life things. We packed up, cleaned, and turned in the keys to our rental. We renovated our new home. We are in the process of moving in. In the midst of all of that, unfortunately, our youngest caught COVID, which was just such a bummer. We've been just so careful, and it's just a testament to the strength of this virus that even when you're super careful, it can still get contracted. And so thankfully, my husband and I are both vaccinated, so neither of us ever tested positive. And miraculously, our oldest never tested positive either. It was just our youngest son. And he's totally fine now. It was probably more emotionally traumatic for me than it was even for my kids or for my son in terms of his health. So we're just really glad that he is doing better and that everybody is just back to their normal energetic selves. And then our last big update is actually related to the podcast. Over the little hiatus that I took, we hit 3,500 downloads of the podcast to date, which I don't have a sense of scale for other podcasts, but for somebody who is brand new to podcasting, brand new to creating community and bringing us all together in an effort to cultivate joy and practice gratitude and live healthier, more intentional lives, I am so excited by that. It just tickles me to think that this podcast is bringing some light and love into your life in the same way that it does for me. Honestly, I have missed recording the podcast and putting it out and doing all of the community work through emails and Instagram and just all the different ways that we connect through the podcast. It's so life-giving for me, and it makes my heart so happy that it resonates with you as well. But just the practice of creating it for me is so good for my mental health and my emotional health. I've created real friendships with people I would have never met if not for the podcast. And so for that, I'm super grateful. I'm grateful that everyone's still been listening to episodes even while I wasn't publishing, and just even more grateful to be back at it again because I have missed you guys. And I guess that's really my last big update, is that I am thrilled to now have more time than I have literally ever had before to devote to the podcast, because our kiddos are now in preschool 3 days a week, which has been so good, really, for all of us. I think after so many months home with us because of the pandemic, our kids are really thriving being around new people, new children, new adults, and it's really been fun to see them start to form friendships and just have new experiences. I'm not a trained teacher, and so they can learn things at school that I just don't have the ability to do on my own, and I'm just really grateful for that. And it's just so cute to see our boys like go off to school, and then when we go pick them up, they're holding hands and they come walk out together, and it's so good. And all that to say that when they are at school, I have an opportunity to work on the podcast during daylight hours that aren't just during naps, which is huge. If you've been a listener for any time, you know that this is a hashtag naptime empire I'm building over here, where I've literally been building it in 1 hour increments while my kids are asleep or late at night once they're in bed. And I'm just so incredibly grateful for the opportunity to work on creating an even tighter community and growing our community and sharing it with more people during the daytime, because those are my best hours, and I am just thrilled with that as well. So now that you're caught up on just some of our life updates, I thought I would do an extended joyful corner today, because I keep a note on my phone with all the things that give me joy, that have brought me joy, experiences, people, places, even things sometimes, and I've been continuing to keep that list even while I haven't been publishing the podcast, and it's gotten quite lengthy. And not to say that I'm always going to share everything on this joyful list, because I only drop one new episode a week with a joyful corner in it, and sometimes I add more than one thing each week, but I thought it'd be kind of fun just to run through some of those. So one of the things that brought me joy over the last couple of months is that my 90-year-old grandma, both my parents, both of my sisters all came to town to help us pack up our townhouse and move to our new home, which honestly, we literally could not have done the move without them. Between their help moving things physically, cleaning, building beds, packing U-Hauls, packing boxes, unpacking boxes. My mom unpacked and organized our entire pantry at our new home, and that is like my least favorite thing to do when moving, is unpacking the pantry. And I was so grateful to her for doing that. And in addition to all of that, helping watch our kids and bathe them and just keep them so happy and so loved. And in particular, the week that they were here, my youngest celebrated his second birthday, and we used that as an excuse to do something called extravaganza. And we celebrated any big milestone that any one of us might have had since COVID started. So we celebrated Grammy's 90th birthday, and we got her a tiara and a sash that said 90 and fabulous. And the rest of the day, she asked us to call her Queen Ruth, which I just thought was like the cutest thing ever. She's just such an incredible person. And then my oldest sister graduated from college, and my youngest sister turned 21 this past year, and my parents got engaged to one another, as a whole story, but an exciting milestone in our family as well. And then our boys turned 3 and 2, which when you're that little, any birthday is a big milestone. And my husband and I bought a home that we love in a town that we're excited to put down roots in. So it really was an extravaganza. It was just such a great day. We had so much fun. We got dressed up and we had gifts for everybody and just made it a whole celebration. We bought probably like 30 helium balloons. We put a special balloon at everyone's chair that was specific to what they were celebrating. And then we just had a bunch of blue and orange balloons because those are the colors of Gettysburg College, which is our original connection to this town. So that was just such a wonderful memory. The whole week that they were here, I was just so grateful for everyone's help and love and support. And honestly, we couldn't have done it without them. And our extravaganza was just one of the best parts of that whole visit. Another thing that I have been enjoying as part of my Joyful Corner catch up, and this is so dorky. You guys are going to think that I only listen to like sci-fi drama series on Audible. But when I was unpacking, I really wanted to listen to something that was familiar, that if I missed a couple minutes, it wouldn't be a big deal. I could just jump right back into the story without having to rewind. And I needed something I could listen to that was appropriate to have on around our kids, because I really enjoy books about true crime, and that's just not appropriate around a 2 and a 3-year-old. So I started listening to the Twilight series on Audible. And I know, I'm 32 and I'm listening to the Twilight series, but I really enjoyed the books when I read them when I was younger. I enjoyed the movies. They're such a guilty pleasure for me. And so I listened to the entire series since I started unpacking, and I have since finished them, and I'm still unpacking. So if you have suggestions for some new books on Audible to listen to, send them my way. I just started Outlander, which I'm excited for as well. I swear I do listen. I do actually listen to personal development and all sorts of other books that are very growth oriented. But in times of transition, I actually find that listening to fiction brings me a lot of comfort, because it's hard for me to be working on myself while I'm also going through really big transitions like moving and getting settled. And so I've just had a lot of fun leaning into the fiction side of things. And finally, friends, my last thing for Joyful Corner is that to celebrate our moving into our new home, I got my husband and I a housewarming gift, which is an espresso maker. We've never had one before. We love coffee. You know this. I love my Ember mug. It keeps my coffee warm for hours, which for someone who used to have to microwave her coffee 4 times to finish one cup, this is a game changer. We recently bought a milk frother that also warms the milk at the same time, so that was pretty fun. And a few months back, we got a new coffee maker as well, because fun fact for you, if you don't know this, you're supposed to clean the water reservoir in the back of your coffee maker. And our old coffee maker, it didn't detach, and I didn't know you were supposed to clean it, and it got kind of gross. So bought us a new one, and it has a water reservoir that detaches, so we clean it every day now. We rinse it out every day at least. But the one thing we didn't have was an espresso maker, and my husband and I both really like espresso. He likes to just drink it straight. I love it in a latte. So that was my gift to us. So right now, as I'm recording, I have my Ember mug here with a latte that I made just a little while ago. And dang, if a good cup of coffee doesn't bring me real, actual joy. It's just the best, especially my kids are napping right now and the sun is shining and I get to record, which I love to do, and to just have one of my favorite coffee drinks right next to me is just truly joyful. Well, friends, I am so excited for everything that I have in store for you for the remainder of season 2 of the Live by Design podcast. We are going to be continuing our special series focused on the Institute for Integrative Nutrition Circle of Life exercise, which is this very short but sweet exercise you can do to evaluate 12 different areas in your life very quickly, very easily, and see where you feel imbalance and where maybe you need to spend a little bit more time and attention and just send some of your focus to a specific area in order to find a place of well-being. So we've already tackled a number of topics such as joy and physical movement and health, and we have had so much fun. Upcoming, I have a bonus episode I'm going to drop for you featuring Brittany Frisch. She was our last full-length episode that dropped, and Brittany Frisch's episode is a client spotlight episode. She is a health coaching client of mine that I have worked with for years. She's also my family and branding photographer. So if you're in the Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Maryland, Delaware area, and you're looking for a photographer, or if you have a destination event in mind, definitely hit up Britt, because she is incredible. I know many of you have reached out saying how much you enjoyed her episode, and her bonus episode is where she shares with us the advice that she wishes she could give to herself from 10 years ago, knowing what she knows now. And it is so good. Like, gave me goosebumps while I was editing the episode. Good. So I cannot wait to drop that episode for you. And then after that, we dive right into the topic of spirituality, where I open up and get real about my history with spirituality and some not so great experiences I have had and just the direction that I'm heading today. And then we have a special episode with spirituality featuring Wendy Battles of the Reinvention Rebels podcast. Wendy is incredible. She is a friend of mine that I made through Instagram because of the podcast. And I am so thrilled to bring her story to you because it has personally encouraged me since recording that episode to take my spiritual path in a new direction. So I hope it is as impactful for you as it was for me. And I will link to Wendy and her show below in the show notes so you can check that out as well. And then coming forward, we have some awesome guests lined up. My friend Nick Velleman of Sight and Insight is going to be on the podcast speaking about creativity. We have a special star guest for our education segment that I'm really excited about. My friend Stacy is coming on when we speak about finances and telling her story of how she went from having very little in her bank account to owning her own business, multiple businesses now, actually. It's a super inspiring story. And it is just my hope that these stories that I share through the special series gives you that nudge that you need to live by design and not by default. That is the whole point of this podcast. My whole mission is to encourage not only myself, but you to just take the next right step, to do the thing that makes you feel lighter and brighter and elevated, to lean into your health, to make yourself a priority, to cultivate joy and to practice gratitude and to move in the direction of your dreams. And I truly, from the bottom of my being, believe that you can do that by just making incremental progress every single day. Consistency compounds. I say that all the time, and it's true. Consistency compounds. So just keep showing up, keep showing up, keep showing up. And it's my hope that by doing that for you, showing up through the podcast, I can encourage you, sweet friend, to show up for your life and to live by design. If we haven't already connected online, I would love to do so. You can find me over on Instagram at Live by Design Podcast. I am active on Instagram and I truly love nothing more than connecting with you one-on-one. The podcast is a one-way conversation and Instagram allows me to turn it into a two-way conversation and to create and sustain and nurture real friendships and real relationships with you. And I am super grateful to everyone who's already connected with me over there. And if you haven't yet, either open up Instagram or just scroll down in your listening device right now, click at Live by Design Podcast and give me a follow so we can connect because I would love to hear more from you. And until next time, friends, spread some joy, make someone smile.